your stars is on the floor. You can't protect the city, man.
Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut. Deep cut geeks.
I just showed my nipple.
Hello, foodies and geeks. It's Batman.
I hope that's on the beginning.
It is. It's on it.
Woo! I'm Matt Man.
I'm Tommy Too Funny. It stars.
And together we are
the Deep Fried Geeks.
Our weekly podcast where we talk about food, TV shows, music, movies, nipples, journal geek news.
Man nipples. It's a
what's up, Tommy Two Stars? How are you, buddy?
Nothing. Nothing at all. This has been a fun 5 minutes so far.
I know, right? Something a little new today. We are on Periscope also. So,
check it out.
Yeah, check us out on Periscope. By the time that you hear this in the
probably
audio,
not going to be on Periscope.
We won't
at
be
that
on
point.
Periscope anymore. But kind of a new thing, so I think we're going to try to do this every week. Doing Periscope Live as we're podcasting as well. So make sure you're checking us out every week on Periscope.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah. How's your week going so far, Time T-Sir?
Good. Nothing too crazy. Kind of a boring week, I guess.
A boring? Why boring?
Nothing exciting, really.
Nothing exciting?
Well, yeah.
Bunch of new comic books today.
Bunch of new comic books.
Wednesday comic book release day.
Yeah. Gears of War beta came out today, so I've been shooting people like crazy.
Shooting those, is that fun?
It is fun. I love it.
You had the day off today?
No.
So
the part between work and between this
new Haunted Mansion comic book
Haunted
came out
Mansion.
About that today.
Yeah, is it good?
I've read the first one. I didn't read number two yet, though.
Lots of good stuff. Power Man, Iron Fist.
Yeah. Yep. Captain America number one came out today, too.
Road to War.
Yes, it kind of definitely seems like it's
tying into the movie.
Tying into something.
Because it looks like their movie outfits. So that's why I wanted. That's why I bought it.
That's why I didn't want to buy it. Is I saw that and I was like, I didn't really know too much.
Why were there floating hearts?
I don't know what the floating
How
hearts
are. How did that
happen? Hey. Oh. Hey, everybody. Leviticus is also with us here today.
I was here and then I left and now I'm here.
It's magical.
Hey, Leviticus. How are you, buddy?
Good. I was just making sure everything was, you know, being the producer, you got to make sure things are working good.
Working behind the scenes.
Yep.
Working all the time.
Thanks for producing.
Hey, it's
good
what
job.
I think I'm here for, but
that
I never
is what
do.
You're here for.
What? So. You always
and you're here for producing,
you
and you're also right here for eye candy, too.
Thanks.
You see our eyeballs.
Hey, Tommy, guess what, buddy?
What's up, Maddie Man?
Food, glorious food.
Hot cheese and tortillas.
Yes.
Chips.
You want to know what else?
What?
Nacho man.
I want to be a nacho man.
We are talking about nachos today, my
Who's
dear chose? Friends.
Nacho cheese.
Nachos. And if you don't know, that was from The Simpsons, the Nacho Man song. Homer with his nacho hat.
Nacho hat.
Eating the...
That means that hat is nachos.
I just want to say fucking nachos for some reason. I apologize, people, for the cuss word, but it was like in my soul.
Well, you just
come out.
Did. And just that just happened.
Nachos!
My inside soul.
Nachos! You see the orphans, Jeeps?
We're not talking about Nacho Libre.
It's a nacho. It counts.
Does he ever eat nachos in the movie?
Yes, the chips.
Yeah, I think he does, yeah.
They're not like nacho chips.
No. They're tortilla chips.
I don't think they're even tortilla chips.
It would have been awesome if he would have eaten Mexican nachos.
They're orphans. They live in Mexico. They have to be a nacho chips.
Good movie.
I love that movie.
Nacho.
So cheesy, so great.
Oh, see what you did there.
Oh, nacho cheesy.
Nachos, fellas. History of the nacho.
Oh, break it
down. Does anybody know? Can you guess what maybe the history of the nacho is?
Poor people had cheese and tortillas, and they baked them and put them together and ate them.
That's a pretty good
summary.
Good guess there. How about you, Leviticus? Did your grandpa ever tell you the history of the nacho growing up?
Maybe in Spanish, and I didn't understand.
Levi's, come here.
Come here.
I got a story to tell you, okay?
We morons, and we eat.
What
we eat is nachos.
Nachos with rice and beans.
And Taco Bell.
Con frijoles.
Nachos originated in the city of Piedras Negras, Coahuila, Mexico, just over the border from Eagle Pass, Texas. In 1943, the wife of U.S. soldiers stationed at Fort Duncan nearby Eagle Pass,
Negras, the Black Fathers.
That was good. We're in Piedras Negras on a shopping trip. Okay. And they arrived at the restaurant after it had already closed for the day. The hotel person, the guy who ran it, Ignacio Nacho and Yaya, invented a new snack for them, which with the little bit he had available left over. So he took tortillas and cheese, and he cut the tortillas into triangles, fried them, added shredded cheese, and quickly heated them, adding sliced pickled jalapenos. Ooh. Boom! And he served them.
Mm.
So that's kind of the story.
Greatness was born that night.
So we can thank the U.S. soldiers for nachos. It's a pretty good history, right?
Thanks.
Thank you, Army.
Thanks, guys.
Thank America, Mexico.
Yes! America is to be thanked for the nacho. So, for you guys, what makes a nacho?
Well, I wouldn't say queso per se, but like tortilla chips, nice corn tortilla chips, hot melted cheese, jalapenos, maybe some diced onions, and ground beef, sour cream.
Yes. So you're liking the ultimate nacho type variety.
Oh, yeah. Shoot. Heck yes, son.
Yes.
I'm going to have to go with that, but different items.
Maybe pico.
Have you ever...
Steak. Oh, steak nachos.
Oh, yeah.
Sour cream. Guacamole.
Let's just do a Noah's Ark nachos, but like two of every animal.
So in order to have a nacho be a nacho, though, you obviously need tortilla chips.
Corn tortilla chips, right? In my opinion. Yes. Tortillas.
Yeah. You need cheese.
Cheese.
Do you think you need beef or any kind of meat?
Technically, no. But I prefer meat.
Ground and some kind of turkeys, pepper, right?
Chicken.
I would say you need some kind of jalapeno pepper or something.
Or just
diced
pepper,
spicy
guacamole.
Throw some guac. Some guacamole.
What ingredients do you think of when you think of nachos? I think we just kind of covered that.
Yeah. Cheese.
Cheese.
Corn.
Beef. Corn. Got like corn tortillas.
It's
onions.
Corn. It's meat, corn product, and cheese.
Okay.
That's every Mexican.
I bet your corn would
that's
like
any
corn
Mexican dish right there.
Nachos would be pretty good. Do you prefer like the liquid cheese or the shredded cheese melted?
Liquid cheese is good.
Shredded cheese,
but when
like
you melt
cheese.
When you melt the cheese on it, it's good. But I like liquid cheese.
It's got to be the right kind of liquid cheese, I think. But nothing beats a nice fresh nacho with the shredded cheese. Have you guys had the nachos at like a authentic Mexican place where they take actual like tortillas and they cut them in big triangles, deep fry them, and then they just put shredded cheese on them and then pickles and then the pickled jalapenos, and that's just what it is.
Yeah,
those are delicious. Those are pretty amazing. So a lot of places do have those instead of your typical like nachos.
I'm listening. I'm
sorry.
Okay,
they know what's happening. They don't know what's happening. I know what's happening. They know.
So for you, what is your favorite nacho topping, Tommy Two Stars?
Jalapenos and shredded beef.
Jalapeno mouth.
Jalapenos and shredded beef are your favorite things?
Yes.
I would have to say mine is probably like the tomato product on it. If you get like an ultimate nacho and you get like a nice salsa or a pico de gallo on it or something like that. How about you, Leviticus? What's your favorite nacho topping?
Probably sour cream.
Sour cream?
And guac. And steak.
Steak.
And cheese.
Well, when you said steak,
and
so every topping possible?
Let's go. You know what? Pause the podcast. Let's go get some nachos.
We're taking
no,
Periscope.
Right?
We're going to get some nachos. You
where can we get
podcast?
Good nachos at right now, though? Nowhere?
That Blue
one
Tequila?
Place, yeah.
Might be open.
We were talking about going to get nachos in the middle of the podcast.
Why not? We're called the Deep Fried Geeks. What do you deep fry? Nachos.
So what are some other different type toppings you could think of that are maybe not everyday toppings people put on nachos that you've seen? Refried beans, right?
Yeah,
black
I've seen
beans,
that.
Pinto beans, lettuce.
Pico.
pico de gallo, yep, just straight tomatoes, onions. Have you ever seen pickles? I've seen pickles.
I haven't seen pickles. Yeah. Like pickled peppers, maybe.
No, like actual pickles I've seen. Banana peppers.
Yeah.
Yeah, ooh, I could do that. I love banana peppers. Yeah. I could eat banana peppers raw.
Oh, yeah, banana peppers are the bomb diggity. And there's what America does best, God bless America and Captain Diabetes. What America does best is they take something and they make it something else. Right? And they just switch it up and they make a barbecue nacho.
Ooh,
with like pulled pork and barbecue sauce. Right?
Brisket,
and then they put the cheese on
brisket
it.
Brisket nachos sounds good.
Brisket nachos. They make dessert nachos.
Yeah, I was about to say that.
That they have. There's also like snack nachos that you can get at movie theaters and dip the chips in right in the cheese.
I feel like a Homer Simpson moment real quick.
Alright. Straight up baked nachos. People have baked nachos. Ultimate nachos. Frachos. Where like pubs take the sliced potatoes and they make them into nachos. Chips. There's all different kinds. I've seen macaroni and cheese nachos before where they put the cheese macaroni.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I just passed out from awesomeness.
So.
Yes.
I don't really consider those nachos.
But they have all the ingredients that we talked about.
Beef.
They've got cheese, tortilla chips.
I don't know. I think that's taking it too far.
America. Yeah. Kind of an authentic.
America's taking it too far.
Captain Diabetes has won again!
He is foiled. What did he say his arch nemesis was?
He is the arch. He's the bad guy.
Captain Diabetes
is making America.
He still has an arch nemesis. Oh, the hero sandwich.
The hero sandwich.
Hero sandwich man!
Is he a sandwich? I mean,
I would assume he's a giant
sandwich. No, he shoots sandwiches.
Yeah, but what is he?
I think he should be a giant sandwich with arms and legs.
You ever see Word Girl on the PBS show?
Yeah, I remember that.
There's a sandwich guy and he's got the sandwich head.
What if it's
like Mayor McCheese?
What if it's a blood sugar needle?
So it's just insulin. So it's like Batman shooting kryptonite.
Yeah.
My blood sugar's balanced.
It weakens.
My arms are being drained.
He starts walking again out of the wheelchair.
I have feeling in my legs again. Darn you.
My dollars are melting away.
Darn you.
He's actually getting better. That's what makes him weaker. He's getting better.
I lost 5 pounds and my acne has gone away. Dang you, hero sandwich.
Diabetes is a horrible, awful disease. And in no way are we making fun of the disease.
No, we're actually...
We're making fun
thinking of
Americans.
Ways to destroy it.
We're thinking of Americans who eat too much and give themselves
which
diabetes.
We are, those
type
Americans.
Two.
Type
2 type diabetes.
Type 2 diabetes is what we're making fun of. Just to clarify
type
on that.
Two.
If you have type 2 or type 10. No, diabetes has type 10.
Do you like your nachos spicy?
A little
like
spice.
Hot sauce on them? And
yeah,
a bunch
yeah
of
I like some red hot sauce on there.
Do you prefer the fresh jalapenos or the pickled jalapenos?
Pickled.
Well, I like to do hot sauce.
Okay. How hot do you get with the hot sauce?
Decently hot. Yeah. I mean, I don't know really how to.
Do you want
ghost pepper?
No.
Don't
want to
die while eating nachos.
You don't want your mouth to go numb?
No. Then I can't taste the nachos.
I got something else you can taste instead.
I just thought people on Periscope would like to see me grab your chest.
Well, they can't see my chest because it's all tilted.
Yeah, I like them hot too, but not too bad. I like my heat more than the meat. Like, you get the nice taco meat.
That's the heat of
well,
the meat.
I like putting meat in my mouth. Especially
you
when
like,
it's
you
on
like
tacos.
The heat in your meat.
I like the heat in
my
meat.
It's the heat of the meat and the angle of the dangle.
The angle of the dangle.
It's all about the heat of the meat and the angle of the dangle.
Alright, back on track.
Alright.
Yeah, nachos.
Best nacho you've ever had.
Santana's, California, Yucca Valley, California. carne asada nachos.
Oh, it does.
What is Santana's carne asada, a restaurant?
It's a fast food restaurant. Okay. Mexican restaurant.
Is it run by Carlos Santana?
No.
Darn it.
No.
I was hoping he'd serve food in Guitar Wars.
They got the carne asada meat on.
Yeah. Carne asada meat, sour cream, guacamole, pico. I mean, anything you want on that thing.
It's pretty amazing.
The carne.
Amazing.
Con carne.
And they put it in, you know, the styrofoam to-go boxes?
Yeah.
It's
both
just
sides?
Stuffed in there. Oh, it's all just one thing. No, it's not both sides. Yeah.
Still, though. How about you, buddy? What's the best nacho you've ever had?
I remember Las Bronzas. They used to be in Charlotte. In Punta
Gorda. Closed now.
But they have really good. Anything I've had there was really,
really?
Good. Like the tamales were good. Nachos.
Jerk.
Everything was good there.
What made their nachos so good?
At a Snickers.
Because they were like fresh.
Just saying.
Yes.
Nothing was frozen.
So I'm starving. And all of this is just...
You know you're not you when you're hungry.
Starving.
I have a half a sub in the fridge if you want.
Maybe.
You can eat my sock.
I had a sub earlier today, so I don't know if I want another sub. Okay.
I had a sub. Good. Chicken teriyaki sub from Charlie's.
Sounds good.
Back to
nachos. Why were your nachos so good, Levi? Like, what made them so good? Was it the meat? Was that kind of what made them?
Yeah, it just... I love flavored meat.
I love flavored meat too.
No,
it makes the nacho.
It's just
I
love carne asada burritos.
To take the carne asada
and put it on a nacho is just like this whole other world.
World.
And they put in the shredded cheese. They didn't do liquid cheese. It's all shredded cheese.
What type of foods to go? A nacho flow.
Put the nacho cheese right in my mouth. Best nacho I ever had was not a Mexican place.
Mm-hmm.
Have you guys ever been to the alehouse concept in Florida?
No.
Each little city has the alehouse concept. Brandon Alehouse, Fort Myers Alehouse, Sarasota Alehouse, Orlando Alehouse. And it's like a...
Are they owned by like a bigger company or something?
I think alehouse.
Alehouse, okay. Or they're just trying to be original, be like, this is the Fort Myers Alehouse.
It's all one company, and then they call them the Fort Myers Alehouse, Sarasota Alehouse, but it's the same kind of alehouse concept. They have a whole bunch of beers on tap. They have high-end type steakhouse food, and then they also have bar food, too. And they have these nachos that could feed, like, 2 to 3 people. Realistically... Realistically, it could probably feed like 4 or 5 people. It comes out on a huge baking sheet, like a 4 foot long baking sheet, on like a foot wide, covered in tortilla chips.
I'll take
and
the
then
challenge.
Chicken,
ooh.
Like smoked chicken, and then they just put shredded cheese all over the top of it, put it in, melt it, and then put jalapenos on it, and that's it. And then they bring besides the sour cream and stuff. And they are absolutely, like, amazing.
To die for.
They're so good. Other honorable mentions. Taco Bell, believe it or not, their nachos Bel Grandes are actually pretty good. Buffalo Wild Wings has decent nachos, too. Their nachos are pretty okay for being a wing place.
Sports bar
type. Sports bar type nacho. Trying to think of maybe some other ballpark nachos are always amazing too. The Tampa Bay Stadium for
the
Raymond James.
Yeah.
Raymond James has pretty good nachos as well. So nacho memories, guys. This is a part of the podcast.
Is that memories that aren't mine?
What?
Nacho memories.
This is a part of the podcast where I get a little emotional.
Zing!
And talk about food memories and what food means to me.
All alone on my moon plate.
If you eat it, they will come.
No, it was not Field of Dreams.
It, dessert will come.
Not my memory for nachos, sorry. I have Field of Dreams memories. I don't have any baseball memories.
field of nachos.
If you dip it, the cheese will cook.
Just get to the memory.
See my stapler?
So my
I got weird. What just happened right there?
I don't want to know.
I was trying to deflect you guys with a high pitched noise.
I was trying to harmonize with you, but Levi didn't join in.
I just wanted to know where my stapler was.
When we were kids, my mom made nachos.
Nachos?
A lot. A lot of times, if we had like watching WrestleMania, Super Bowl, birthday parties. And she would take a cookie sheet, and she would take nacho chips, like half a bag, and then she would take Velveeta cheese, and spread it all over the nachos, right? And then she would take the meat, like ground beef, and spread on those chips. And then she would take more chips, put on top, more Velveeta cheese, more ground beef, right? And then she would put lettuce, and then she'd throw it in the oven for a little while, 15 minutes or so. Bring it out, then she put lettuce on top of it, tomatoes, black olives, jalapenos, shredded cheese. And then she put that bitch back in the oven and pull it out. And like, we would eat
like a freaking gingerbread house. That bitch right back in the oven.
For me, I would say we had those nachos that they felt like once a week for my entire life.
That doesn't sound bad.
They're pretty amazing. I'll have to make them sometime for you guys. So I just always remember those nachos and having friends over and my mom making them. Why are you crying about my memory, Levi?
It's okay, my sweet.
And my mom making these nachos for parties and all my friends wanting to put them in their mouth.
Put them in the mouth. Melted cheesy hottie, put it in my mouth.
Levi, Leviticus, probably has some amazing nacho stories.
Levi, they all reside at 3 o'clock in the morning going to Santa's. That's about it.
Going to Rite Aid and getting nacho ice cream.
Nacho ice cream.
Oh, I see what you did.
Were you drunk when you went to Santana's? Or were you a little kid going to Santana's at 3 in the morning?
A little bit of this, a little bit of that.
Could have been, back in the high school days. So
yeah, all the kids were doing this.
Yeah, we were a little bit something.
We were all too much root beer.
We were chocolate wasted.
Chocolate wasted.
I want to get chocolate wasted.
He needs some milk.
How about you, Tommy? 2 stars, natural memories.
I don't know. I was always like, when I make nachos, I would just like take the nachos, whatever the tortillas, put it straight in my mouth. I don't have time for this. No, I would put the shredded cheese on top, throw them in the microwave real quick, pull it out, just go to town. Quick, easy, ready.
Super easy.
Like where in town? I mean,
go to town.
Yeah, where?
That's on saucer of cheese.
When you have taco night at like your house, and then the next day you have leftover taco stuff, and then you make nachos out of the leftover taco stuff, put in the microwave and stuff.
Oh. But what are leftovers?
No, I mean, like, did you have to go to the store, or?
I didn't buy my own groceries. I was a kid.
No, you said
nachos were just there. I made it and ate it.
He said you were going to town.
I ain't got time to explain where the nachos came from. They were there.
I was going
to Nacho Town on saucery cheesy goodness.
God was faithful every day.
The Lord rained cheese from heaven.
And outside the door,
and little corn tortillas.
Little corn tortillas. With cheese on it.
And delivered it gracefully to my mouth.
Explain where
for 40
you went
years
to in town.
The desert.
I went to town on the...
Where in town?
To Nacho Town.
Nacho Town.
Second on the left is Nacho Town.
Nachos and pop culture. I think we covered that already. Can you think of any other references in nachos and pop culture?
Besides Nacho Libre?
Yeah, it's Nacho episode of Nacho Man.
I don't know.
Nacho Libre.
I give up.
I always think of that scene in Saving Silverman where they're always eating the nachos. He's like,
oh, yeah.
Dude, what are you doing? What? It's all stuck together. That's one nacho.
Oh,
yeah. Put them in my mouth. Nachos are amazing. I would say they're God's gift to us.
No.
Yeah.
Jesus Cristo.
What is that? What?
It's Jesus Christ Spanish.
Oh.
Come on, folks. Come on.
that note, here's my fanny. Go and get the root beer.
What do you think the world would be like without nachos, Levi? Leviticus. I always do that. I'm sorry, my friend.
Sorry, my ego.
I don't think there would be Mexicans.
There wouldn't be soldiers, obviously.
So you're saying that Mexicans spawned from this plate of nachos?
And then the time came when the Mexicans walked forth from
I'm allowed to say it. I'm allowed to say this because I am Hispanic. So.
There wouldn't be soldiers because those soldiers would have died of hunger.
Yeah. Because
the guy wouldn't have made them Anya Nacho Man.
I mean,
all
of our soldiers died. Eventually someone's going to make nachos.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, if there's tortillas, there's nachos. Because you're going to take those tortilla chips, you got to dip it in something.
Yeah. You realize that a lot of the good stories start with people being hungry, and that's how a lot of great foods are created. Yeah.
Or like, well, because, I mean, like
chicken wings, same way.
I mean, that's what you have to do. I mean, I've been in that place where my mom had to just mash things together because that's all we had in the kitchen. We couldn't go out and buy food because we didn't have money. So
yeah.
She's finding random things and making a goulash of...
Have you ever had tuna fish and ramen? Amazing.
Of whatever we have. So
God didn't provide nacho manna outside your door?
No, unfortunately. But we did have...
Blasphemer!
We did have nachos a lot because that's cheap, you know?
Super cheap. That's probably why we had nachos a lot, too.
Yeah, because you can get the extra large bag for like $2.
Yeah.
And cheese?
We should get
my
man man's mom on the phone and ask her why we had nachos so much. That wouldn't go too well. Are you guys going to cover anything else about nachos? Other than they're amazing and put them in my mouth?
Nachos are muy bueno.
If you have a nacho story, if you have pictures of nachos you've eaten at restaurants, if you want to tell us about your favorite nachos you've ever put in your mouth, tell us on Instagram.
Favorite place to eat nachos.
Deep Fried Geeks. Twitter at Deep Fried Geeks. Facebook, Facebook.
Just Deep Fried Geeks Deep Fried everything.
Geeks, Deep Fried Geeks everything. And then now we're on Periscope too, but you can't really communicate with us on Periscope.
Too bad.
You can. Well, what if we're on the video messaging? They send us messages on Periscope?
They can chat. It'll show up on the chat.
We ain't got time for that.
Live chat! We're doing it live!
We're full of
ourselves!
We're full of ourselves! We ain't got time to talk to people.
Live!
Talk to us about your nachos.
We're doing it live!
Send us nacho pictures, please. Well, they have to be your pictures, but pictures of nachos.
Nachos!
Hey, time for two stars. Guess what?
What?
Geek News!
Is it time for Geek News? I gotta turn this to my favorite Geek News station, the Deep Fried Geeks.
Amazing. Hey, guys, William Dafoe. You know who that is?
No.
He's always trying to kill the Spider-Man.
Yes, William Dafoe is best known as the Green Goblin from Spider-Man number 1.
Yeah.
He's also a...
Number 2.
He's that guy that is in every single movie, but you don't know his name.
Yep.
He's in a bunch of movies. He is a Shakespearean type actor, too, over in England. He got cast in a movie.
A very famous movie.
You want to guess Leviticus? Because you look puzzled on your face right now.
It's not Spider-Man.
They don't want to be Spider-Man's villain again. They said, no, you cannot be Spider-Man's villain.
Apparently the producers are Mexican.
Batman's villain.
Kind of close. Justice League. Mm. Boom. But.
Believe
it or not, they say he's a good guy.
Ooh.
There's some rumors out there of who he could be playing. I didn't read the rumors. But my feeling, and I know this might be a little off there, I think he'd make a pretty cool Martian Manhunter.
I would picture Martian Manhunter would be mostly CG.
Yeah, but they could CG William Dafoe. His face is very alien-y looking. He's got those big cheeks like Martian Manhunter does.
He has very prominent jaw cheekbones, yes.
He does. Who do you think he could be as a good guy? Do you think maybe they just make him like a senator?
Yeah.
Or something?
Someone in,
Commissioner Gordon's already cast.
No, we don't need another Commissioner Gordon.
Who was Commissioner Gordon? Maybe Superman.
Yeah, they just cast Commissioner Gordon for Justice League.
Oh, they did?
It's another Spider-Man guy, J.K. Simmons.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
Who was...
J. Jonah Jameson.
J. Jonah Jameson, yeah. So, a lot of big actors for Justice League so far. They're pulling some big names out there. William Dafoe is in it now. So, and you got J.K. Simmons. So, we got Commissioner Gordon, some unknown good guy.
I don't know. They're next gonna thing be, you're going to be is going to be James Franco.
I mean, they could be lying. Be.
I could see that.
He could be lying.
But him being a good guy, he could be a bad guy. I could see that.
They've done it before. They've been trying to withhold the truth. Change it up. Misdirect.
Or maybe he starts off as a good guy and then ends up a bad guy.
So like Sinestro, maybe?
If my parents...
That was my first thought was Sinestro. I think he'd be a pretty sweet Sinestro. Yeah. More casting going on, too.
Ooh.
Wolverine 3? They're doing casting calls in New Orleans for...
I thought there was still Hugh Jackman was still doing that one. They were doing Wolverine 4.
Wolverine 3, Hugh Jackman. They're not casting for Wolverine. They're casting... four parts in Wolverine.
Oh, okay.
3. Hugh Jackman is Wolverine. They casted the villain too. I can't remember who he is. Some up and coming new kid from like Games of Thrones or something like that.
Oh, wow.
And then now they're casting for other roles and stuff in Wolverine 3. The rumor is they are doing the Old Man Logan storyline.
Yes.
So if you are in New Orleans and you want a movie part,
go.
They're doing casting calls for that.
The agents are calling for you to be in their movie.
Civil War, guys, 2 weeks away. May 6th. Really, really, really close. They had the premiere last week. Crazy ridiculous.
I heard,
reviews.
Yeah.
Like, unbelievably, almost too good to be true reviews. Cinema Blend gave it like 5 stars. A couple other sites gave it 4.5, 5 stars.
Henry Cavill didn't.
Oh, Henry Cavill saw it?
No, I don't know if he saw it, but he's like saying like Superman is better than Civil War, but I think he's just cray-cray.
Yeah, he's dumb.
He's crap calf.
I can't wait to say that Civil War craps on Superman.
Takes a huge kryptonite dump on it. Sure.
John Favreau saw it, if you don't know who he is.
He directed Iron Man 1 and 2.
Yep.
Favreau.
He directed Iron Man 1 and 2.
He played Happy Hogan.
He played Happy Hogan. He's a pretty well-known director. Has done some other stuff as well.
He's done a lot of
Tomorrowland, I think he directed too.
I like Jennifer. I think he's fine.
He said that it's amazing. He said Spider-Man is spot on. The relationship between him and Iron Man is charming and heartwarming. And
so there's a relationship.
Yes. Fat Man on Batman, Kevin Smith and Mark Bernardin. Mark Bernardin saw it on the premiere. And Mark Bernardin,
famous, so I can see premiere stuff.
We will
celebrities.
Be one day, my friend.
I can't wait.
Mark Bernardin said it was amazing.
Amazing.
Like, Spider-Man was everything you
would
want it to be. He stole the show.
How would he say it would be?
Amazing! Black Panther was supposedly incredible.
Incredible.
He said there's a scene, a little bit of spoilers, not too bad. He said there's a scene where Tony Stark is just sitting in Peter Parker's house with Aunt May.
With Aunt May? That's fine.
He said there's a lot of great scenes. Spider-Man's in it supposedly a lot more than you'd think he would
be. I heard that one, man.
Act 3 is incredible. Action nonstop.
Long movie, gonna be great.
Lots of surprises. Mm. Lots of twists.
M. Night Shyamalan direct this one?
2 hours.
M. Night Shyamalan-ing.
2 hours and 15 minutes. So, if it was possible to get any more excited for this movie, I did.
You did.
So, we've been doing a kind of a scale, 1 to 10, of excitement for movies. Yes, the table is rising a little bit, the imaginary table.
You could have let that in. That's why it's off camera. Unless it's Levi there.
What?
Toofy.
What is your 1 to 10 excitement? 1 being you're not excited at all, 10 being you're going
to
explode.
I think it's foolish to be not excited about it at this point. I'm definitely at a 10.
It's going to suck!
You
think
so?
Who said that? Who are you? Get
why
out
do
of
you
here.
Think it's going to suck, Producer Leviticus?
I don't. I think it's going to be amazing.
Why is it going to suck?
I think it's going to be... I hope it's better than what I felt at the Avengers.
Avengers
I expect it to be.
Or two?
Because the Avengers,
Oh my gosh.
I loved Avengers 1.
They did such a good job with mixing it in with each hero.
So that's what I'm feeling.
Avengers was amazing.
Yes.
It couldn't have gotten any better.
And
that's basically Avengers 3.
Pretty much. And that's what I expect from it. Is, you know, obviously the center is between Iron Man and Captain America, which it should.
Yeah.
But I still...
Mark Bernard
is going to be really good.
It's going to be amazing. My excitement's at 10 also. Mark Bernard said that it very much plays like a Captain America movie.
Good.
But they're making up for any sins from Age of Ultron.
Still liked it, but you're right. It was just...
So they're like, hey, you didn't get enough of this in Age of Ultron? Well, here you go. Here it is again.
Here's a whole hand, two handfuls.
Yeah, and they just kind of shove it in your mouth.
Nice.
So I'm super excited. May 6th. You guys are going to see it.
Duh.
Awesome.
I'm going to see it as soon as possible.
Star Wars Land broke ground this week, guys. Hollywood Studios, they got all their signs. They've got borders up all around the park.
Nice.
With concept art on it and everything else on these walls.
Do they have little peepholes like they usually do?
I'm probably not quite yet. And they broke ground. So that is super exciting. 2020, I think, is kind of their 2019, 2020.
That's so long!
It is, but it's going to be worth it.
Hire more Mexicans. We need it quicker.
Oh, my gosh. Feed them nachos.
Okay, we'll hire French then. Does that sound right? No.
So, did you guys see what I posted on the Facebook page and on Instagram? They had a picture of Rita Repulsa come out.
I did. I saw that on our page. I saw it on other pages.
Okay, so before me and Matt answer, what do you think?
What do I think about Rita Repulsa or Elizabeth Banks?
So Elizabeth, if you don't remember, guys, Elizabeth Banks got casted as Rita Repulsa in the new Power Rangers movie. Entertainment Weekly just released a photo of Elizabeth Banks and Rita Repulsa costume. What do you think of it, Tommy Two Stars?
Well, obviously it's not like the original.
Nothing like the original, right?
But I think it's a cool new look.
Okay.
So that's mine. So obviously...
I'm kind of
betting you guys are going the opposite.
I got Mortal Kombat.
Yes.
I felt Mortal Kombat from it, and I was like, is that Poison Ivy? That's kind of how it went.
Very bright greens.
I am not like, you ruined my childhood on it, because I think that Power Rangers needs to be reimagined a little bit for the day and age. But I think they could have done what Marvel does so well, or maybe even back in the day. Is tweak it a
refreshed
little bit.
Refreshed the
Change
old style.
It. Refresh it.
I don't think she...
You know?
Well, yeah.
I don't think they needed such a drastic change. What do you think, Leviticus?
I hate it.
You hate it?
I hate it.
I just don't get it. Like,
no. And me and Matt had talked about this actually a day or two ago. It was actually yesterday.
Yeah.
Or not even a day.
Yeah. And, it would be cool if they were taking it to where it leads into the Green Ranger.
Yeah.
And tie that in somehow.
Well, she did
create
the Green Ranger.
Yes, I understand. But she was never green. She was never green. When was she green?
I don't know. Maybe when you have
bad
TV's covers.
And I agree with Matt. it would have been awesome if they took the original concept... And very
spiky hair.
They could have done without the hat and done something, you know, she didn't have to have the hat.
The big poofy dress.
She could have at least made it look somewhat like our childhood. A little bit.
Change it up but do callbacks.
But that's the thing,
yes.
I don't know.
But like, I don't, it's just like, where are they taking it? Which obviously we won't find out until the freaking movie, but... I don't know. I don't like it. I think that they could have still went green and done a completely different concept, and I might have liked it more than what they did with this.
They make her look like a reptile.
It's just weird. Armored. It just looks like Mortal Kombat, and it's just, I don't know.
Strange.
It's like, is she going to be fighting? Because Rita never fought. She made everybody else fight for her.
How could it be worse than Zed and his metal codpiece? I'm just saying.
No, you're right, but
apparently they showed us it could be worse.
Yeah.
A lot of people online are saying it's over sexualized. I didn't really get that vibe.
No, I didn't get that vibe. I just got just... It looks freaking stupid.
Yeah.
It's... I think it's stupid. I love you, Tom, but I think it's stupid.
I'm just being... I'm not going to be critical about it.
We want your opinion.
Well, that is my opinion. Yeah.
I'm still going to love the movie.
And it's a still frame. Look at the still frame photos of Batman.
Yeah.
For the new movie. Some of them are shit. And so, in comparison to what it looks like in the movie compared to some of the still frames. So, who knows? I'm still going to go see the movie. They got my money.
Yeah.
And that's over.
Okay,
I
so
was sold when they announced they were doing it. So.
Captain America, Pink Tutu, would you still see it?
Yeah, maybe. If that's all Chris Evans was wearing, heck yeah. I would Pink Tutu, that's it. I want to see those abs. The Pink Tutu.
I'll show you my abs.
Them strong legs.
Yeah.
Rippling biceps.
So more Kevin Smith talk, guys.
K-Smiths.
Do you know, he released something on Twitter. You guys know his whole True North trilogy he's coming out with. He had the movie Tusk come out, which is a horror movie.
Horrible.
And then he's taking those and turning it, and I did not see it. I heard it was pretty different. I heard it was weird. Leviticus is horrible.
I expected so much more.
I'm going to still see it.
I love Kevin Smith, and I expected so much more from him. That's all I'm going to say.
So anyway, they have Tusk, now Yoga Hosers.
Yoga Hosers, and then they're going to have Moose Jaws.
Moose Jaws.
And so they're all based in Canada. Yoga Hosers, he is dubbing as his teenage girl movie.
Yeah.
So it's his one shot at a kid movie. It's kind of like Power Rangers meets teenage girls in yoga. And so...
That's right, they fight crime.
They did show a clip. It looks fun. He's making it like his kid movie for teenage girls, but still with a little bit of Kevin Smith type humor and stuff. It debuted at Sundance Film Festival. Did not get good reviews at all. People tore it apart, but the critics love tearing apart Kevin Smith movies, which is what they do.
That's true.
But I guess there is a part where Johnny Depp's character, I can't remember his name.
Johnny Depp's in the movie?
Yeah, he plays the same character that he played in Tusk.
Yeah, he was in Tusk.
He was like a Mountie or something.
You don't recognize him. You have to literally sit there and kind of like watch his movements. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, oh,
that's it.
That's Johnny Depp.
So
you wouldn't know.
There's a guy who writes a book. It's like an autobiography. The book is in a library, and then he goes to get his book out, and in the library, some kids drew graffiti balls, like, on his mouth. And they're very animated and cartoony, and he showed a picture of it. The MPAA gave it an R rating because of that? He was pushing for, like, a PG-13, and they gave it an R rating. So he's having to go through and fight with the MPAA and do a petition and go back and they have a little court hearing and he's gonna fight the PG-13
movie.
He said he's done that with four of his other movies where they've given it higher ratings.
Like Jersey Girl was PG-13.
Jersey Girl, Mock Clerks. They want to do an NC-17 for Clerks.
Okay.
And he got it down to an R.
M 17 is worse.
NC 17.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have to, you can't be under 17. Versus if you're rated R, you have to have an adult.
All right, for Clerks 2, I see that.
I haven't seen Clerks 2. Yeah.
Yes.
So there's Yoga Host was supposed to have an August release date.
So now
he's still shooting for that. But it's just going to depend. He doesn't want to take that scene out, but I'm sure what he'll do is if they stick with the R, he'll just take that scene out. I can't see
it. Or change it to maybe like, you suck.
Yeah.
You suck beans and balls. You can probably say that.
I just thought that was interesting worth mentioning. You can look it up online.
I think what they could do is put like a little animated speech bubble on there that says, I suck balls. You can probably get away with that instead of actually having drawn testicles on there.
Yeah, for sure. You guys got any geek
news? If you do that, I want rights to it, Kevin Smith.
Anything you think I forgot?
Did
anything you saw this week?
You forgot. What'd you forget? What did we forget?
We forgot anything. A lot of stuff coming out every single day, every hour.
Is it someone's birthday to be
any new trailers? I don't think any really new trailers came out this week.
No, we talked about a bubble room last week.
Yeah, we got them all in our face and ears last week and in our eyes. Crazy. No, it's a fan blowing a piece of paper.
It's been blowing this whole time.
Lots of new comics coming out.
Comics!
We need to talk about that a little bit.
Stuff and digital shells and three colors.
Hey, for anybody who's local, if you don't know, Celtic Ray's Full Kitchen is open.
Woo!
Yeah!
Scotch eggs, here we come. In my tummy.
Yeah. All right, guys. Thank you for joining us today.
We love you.
Next week, we will put the date on Facebook that we're podcasting, and we will Periscope again.
Periscope!
So you can check us, make sure you check us out on
watch
Periscope.
Watch us live!
Follow us. We have gotten lots and lots of requests from people to watch our faces while we podcast.
My face.
So this is your
see
choice,
face.
Chance to
this
do it.
Face.
Yes.
Beautiful face. Beautiful not, a, face. Not a failure. Just saying, of
it
success.
It is not. It is a face of success. Thank you for joining us this week. Check us out on Instagram, on Facebook, on Twitter, now on
Periscope.
And more stuff coming in your face.
Scope Periscope.
And your eyes and your ears and your mouth and your nose.
Head, shoulders, knees, and toes.
All over your body. We're coming at you. Well,
in your, in your esophagus.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Calm down there, buddy. What? Keep calm and geek on.
Burp finger. Out.
Down Periscope. Red October standing by.
Nipple.